Gentlemen, referring back to our public hearings, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize he was gone. Okay. Mr. Burton took a hair, he is, okay. Yeah, he can't get away that easy. Yeah, no, we're good, yeah. He's out in the parking lot. Gentlemen, referring back to our public hearing, which was a consolidation of six applications this evening.
Let me remind you.
Bear in mind, we have to vote on each one separately, so we'll need a...
Before you do that, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, y'all, please.
If I could have everybody's attention, we still have to take some action here tonight. So if you would like to talk amongst yourselves, we'd ask that you'd go outside. There's a lobby. You can do it on the steps or in the lobby of the building, but we still need to conduct some business this evening. Thank you.
Mr. Robinson, do all the motions or all the public hearings are to be left open for the traffic impact study?
I think it's probably best.
I think everything needs to be.
I mean, theoretically, you could leave it. Wouldn't have to leave it open for conditional use.
And also, Mr. Robertson is going to be researching the timing on the application. Gentlemen, I think we need to defer all of them and give him time to do his thing.
Yeah, I need to take a look at...
But we have to do it six times, yeah. We can't, we have to vote six times.
This ought to be easy.
Yeah, it actually will be. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for deferral of CZ 1615 North Milton Development Group 2.
Leaving the record open.
For the TIS.
TIS and you, or just leave it?
Well, you don't need to worry about me. The TIS and DLDOT's comments on that.
What about the moderately priced housing unit program? Is there anything that we need from them since it's an integral part of the...
No, I think
we need it from them. I think we need it from Vince, though.
Well, the way we've been handling that agreement, particularly the way the ordinance is written, is if this were to be approved, that would be a condition of the approval that agreement would be reached.
Do we need to...
That's staff information and doesn't necessarily have to be read.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, that would come later on anyway.
Do we need to have any comment period from the stuff that's pending?
From the public?
Yeah.
That's your call if you want to do that. Usually the TIS, I can't remember what we've done in the past, but it's TIS and DLDOT's response to that. And if you wanted to leave the record open for an additional period of time after that, for public comment.
I think it's fair to leave it open for 15 days after receipt of the...
Just on the TIS comment.
Yeah.
Only about that, not open season, so.
On the final?
Hmm?
Is that on the final?
The final TIS. Because the preliminary is in, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the figures.
Mr. Chairman, is my motion for deferral of CZ 1615 North Milton Development Group 2. And the record be left open for a final TIS, and then 15 days after receipt of that for a public comment on that TIS report.
For written comments.
For written comments, right.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 1615 North Milton Development Group 2. With the record remaining open until the final TIS is received, and for a period of 15 days thereafter for public comment. Limited to the TIS. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone 1616 North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC.
Mr. Chairman, it's my motion that 1615 North Milton Development Group 2, 1630 Ventures LLC is for deferral, and it is to be left open for the final TIS and 15 days after that for written comment on the TIS.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 1616 North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC, with the record being left open for receipt of the TIS, and then the record shall remain open for 15 days afterwards for receipt of written comments from the public regarding the TIS only. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone 1617, North Milton Development Group 1 and North Milton Development Group 2.
Mr. Chairman, it's my motion for 1617, North Milton Development Group 1 and North Milton Development Group 2 be deferred until the TIS is received and from the group and from DLDOT, the final from DLDOT, and the record be left open for public comment after for 15 days after receipt of that written comment. 15 days after the receipt.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 1617 North Milton Development Group 1 and North Milton Development Group 2, with the record remaining open for receipt of the final TIS and to remain open for 15 days thereafter to receive written comments from the public on the TIS only. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone 1618, North Milton Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC.
Chairman, my motion is for deferral of 1618 North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC at this time, but until the TIS is received, and then the record to remain open 15 days after that for written comment from the public on the TIS.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 1618 North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC, with the record remaining open for receipt of the final TIS and for 15 days thereafter for receipt of written comments from the public on the TIS only. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use 1724 North Milton Development Group 2.
My recommendation on CU 1724 for North Milton Development Group 2 is for deferral for further consideration.
Second. So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1724 North Milton Development Group 2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use 1725, Harry Isaacs Jr.
My motion is for deferral on CU 1725, Harry Isaacs Jr. for further investigation.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1725, Harry Isaacs Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Well, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
No. The next meeting is February 8th, is all I can say.
February 8th.
The plan meetings?
Oh, we have a whole lot of meetings coming up for the land use plan.
Yeah, the land use plan meetings, which everybody knows about. Mr. Robertson, anything for the good of the order?
No. Special meeting for
I think we did. Did we set a special meeting date for February already?
20th.
February 20th.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're adjourned.